Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Elizabeth Tobesback.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
We need to talk about the Price Parenting class because it's happening tomorrow night.
Yes.
So let's talk about where and when, what time.
Okay, it's going to be the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, 1607 Hazel. It starts at 6:30 and it runs to 8:30.
Okay, now we've said it starts tomorrow night, March 4th, and there are four sessions. If somebody still wants to enroll, could they do that?
Oh, you bet. Just give me a call on my home phone at 712-762-3159. If I don't answer the phone, please leave a message that you want to take the class. Leave me your name, your telephone number, and the ages of children that need care. We do provide child care for the class.
Yeah, that's really nice, Elizabeth. You're talking about parenting, and you want them to come to the class. So what do they do with their children that they can't just leave them at home? So you provide child care.
We provide child care. It's all through the funding source that we're able to offer that.
All right. Now, since we're talking about parenting and you're talking about child care provided, what ages of children does this course really relate to?
I tell parents that probably not before age four and all the way up to through teenagers. Price was developed to meet those needs and some of the activities you couldn't do with children that are younger than four.
All right, four to teenagers. And, you know, sometimes a lot of people say, well, we don't have any problems with our kids until they get to be teenagers. But some of those problems are really starting earlier.
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes we just don't realize it because they're not quite so rebellious or something. Yeah.
Right.
Now, let's talk about the content of this course. What are some of the things you're going to talk about in these four sessions?
Okay. Session one is called, balanced communication. How we can talk to our children and the respect that we can get through our good communication. We also set personal goals for the class.
All right. So a couple of things you've mentioned, and we're going to talk about the next classes too, but a couple of things you mentioned. One is that there are activities that you suggest, and so that it's kind of like homework in a way.
Yes, it is. But I tell them, if you don't do your homework, I still want you to come. But we do a lot of sharing, and that you learn from one another. I say I'm just there to facilitate. You guys do the talking and learn from one another.
Life experience. Okay, so the first one is emphasis on communication, and we could stay out of a whole lot of trouble if we just talk to each other. What's the second class?
Setting the limits. Finding a behavior that you want to change. Maybe it's a nighttime routine that's happening, whatever it is. So we talk about setting a limit, setting a behavior change.
And I'm guessing then that you better communicate that with the kids.
You bet.
We'll go back to that. First, you're laying that basic ground in the first one with communication. Okay, second one on setting limits. What about the third one?
Consequences. We talk about positive consequences. Often when you hear the word consequence, you think of negative. But we talk about the importance of using positive consequences. And then we do talk about negative consequences. So we go back to what limit you want to set. Now, if the child does this, that's a positive. If he doesn't, then we have to use negative.
A little punishment there.
No.
Well, that's what I think of when I think of negative. Now, that doesn't mean spanking or whatever, but some kind of something that the child probably isn't going to like, but will remember.
Right. And I do say we put punishment in a box way back in the corner, and we use negative consequences.
All right. Oh, I like that, Elizabeth. Okay, so these classes, they really need to come to all of them, because I'm hearing they really build on one another, starting with communication, setting limits. Okay, now consequences. And I'm guessing you maybe talk about different kinds of consequences. You know, just patting somebody on the back, that's a positive one, but maybe that's not enough for some children.
I say you can't go wrong with praise. Praise, praise, praise. We often don't praise, we only talk about the negative.
Right.
And so this course is to be on the positive side.
Okay.
And I tell parents, use positive consequences way, way, way more than you would negative consequences.
And you know, if we apply that to ourselves as adults, don't we feel better when somebody gives us a good word?
That's what we strive on, hearing positive things.
Yeah, actually, it kind of warms us up inside.
You bet.
Okay, class four.
Building self-esteem. We talk about ways to build self-esteem in our children. And I developed a handout that goes with that. And so that's an extra that we do. But we go back to how important it is to build self-esteem. We talk maybe 3 or 4 minutes on how we should damage self-esteem, but we really put the emphasis on a good self-esteem.
Elizabeth, how do you define self-esteem? I'm asking that question because some people think it's just having a big ego. How do you define self-esteem?
Well, it's broken up into 5 parts. I'm capable. I'm on the bottom, but
that's because I'm putting the pressure on you.
You are. But there are 5 areas that okay. we talk about, and right now they're not coming.
When I've talked about self-esteem, one of them is respecting others and respecting yourself so you can respect others.
I give you a whole list of things that you can do to build self-esteem without costing anything.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's not like going out and buying a big toy or something.
No.
It's kind of it's that warm feeling inside, isn't it? I mean,
right.
it's feeling good about it. But I think self-esteem is so important. But again, some people have misinterpreted that as meaning this person is going to feel like they're the most important person in the world. And good self-esteem means you can feel really good about other people.
Right. And I do talk about children that say, look at me, look at me, look at me. That's really a sign of low self-esteem. And I tell parents that. That just being conceited and look at me, that is not positive at all.
Okay, so there's another word. I was using big ego. You used the word conceit. Somebody who's conceited doesn't necessarily mean, probably they have low self-esteem
right,
if they're really conceited.
Right.
Yeah. So that's sort of long ago, Elizabeth, I taught some classes on self-esteem. I think it's a really important issue.
Oh, it is.
So that's number four.
Right. And then we have a celebration.
All right, a party.
Yes, we have cake and we celebrate that we finished. We have certificates. I have little things that I hand out. It's a big deal on the fourth night.
And then you have a special gift certificate.
Yes, I talked to family manager, and he's agreed that if you finish the class, all 4 sessions, we will give you a $5 gift card from Fairway.
Okay, and you do have some other sponsors, Cass County Board of Supervisors, in addition to Fairway, I Care About Kids. And let's see, you have a couple more, the Child Care Resource and Referral, Anita Casey's, and Rolling Hills Bank and Trust are all sponsors that are helping you carry this out. Elizabeth, if somebody wants to sign up and they need to do this today or probably even tomorrow morning, what do they need to do?
They need to give me a call.
Okay.
Give me a call. My number is 712-762-3159. leave your name and your phone number and the age of the children needing care.
All right. And those are Tuesdays starting tomorrow night, March 4th, and each Tuesday through March 25th. And I know you've had really good response in terms of the outcome of this, so we really encourage parents to sign up.
Yes. Often people say, well, I don't need it. The people that need parenting classes don't come. It's the good parents that come because we never know it all.
That's right. And then the sharing is so important. So thank you very much, Elizabeth Kovac, for visiting with us about the Price Parenting. And remember, parents, sign up. Until next time, here's a thought. Friendship is the golden thread that ties all hearts together.